WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this. The result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
The Raw Post Show,
live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com, Twitch.tv/WTRLive. Presented as always by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. The boss is back.
Somebody found their smile and they came back.
So,
about time.
Yeah. It's about damn time. So Natty was in the ring. She was talking about how she fractured or dislocated her elbow, and she's going to get an MRI and yada, 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 and she's going to get another shot at Becky at some point, and then start mentioning her late father, Jim the Anvil Neidhart, and how, you know, it's been 1 year since his passing, and then all of a sudden, Sasha's music hit, and she comes down to the ring. And me and Lindsay go, that hair doesn't, that's a really bad wig.
Yeah, it's like something about her hair just didn't look right. It was very messy. It was sloppy. It was all over the place. And it's like, no, come on. Sasha doesn't go around looking like that. I know she doesn't. There's something up with that hair. There's something going on with it. Well, there was something going on with it that was 100% fake.
So she and I embrace, and she's basically like, he's looking down on you, and she points to the sky, and yada, 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 and then she yanks off her wig to reveal blue hair and just starts beating down on Natalya. Throws her in the corner, just beats her down, throws her out of the ring, beats her down. She gets a chair. Becky Lynch makes a save, so Becky and Sasha get into it a little bit, and then Sasha takes control and she just starts beating on Becky with the steel chair, proving that the boss is back. Fans in the crowd are chanting, this is awesome. Thank you, Sasha. Especially on the nice stuff, they're saying thank you, Sasha. It's not the reaction they were looking for. So I don't expect that to make it into the archive footage. It may just be edited out when you see replays. So there is that. But yeah, this was an effective way to bring back Sasha Banks.
Well, I think everybody's been kind of wondering and waiting on Sasha and, you know, where is she and how much longer is this going to take and is she leaving or is she not leaving? And so, yeah, I would agree this was a perfect way to bring her back because I don't think anybody was really expecting her. And you had Becky taking shots all weekend at her in her press interviews and everything else. So it's like you kind of knew something was coming.
And Becky came on TV tonight and said, you know, she's going after the people she's had issues with and you better come after her before she comes and gets you. So, this is what happen here.
Which I think we're all fine with. Everybody's okay with this. And yeah, this was great. This was a wonderful way to bring back Sasha. I loved this.
It was
I loved
good.
Everything about it.
Except her hair. Her hair was terrible.
Except the hair. I'm not a fan of the blue hair. It's definitely different. It's getting away from the pinks that she's known for. But yeah, not quite a fan of the blue hair. But as long as she likes it, that's all that matters.
Because here's the thing. She's been posting pictures of her natural hair color lately.
And she looked really pretty with it.
Like, the black hair looked really good. And even if she went blonde a little bit, it wouldn't be so bad. Like, but the blue just, like, I know the whole idea is it's like, you know, weave and it's makes you stand out. But it's like, I don't know. It's just, it doesn't do much for me.
It's just okay.
So, there's that. But no, it's like, it was a good way to get her back, and she's like, she was gone for a while. It's like, alright, it made sense. She took some time off, she reevaluated things. I know there's people complaining that, oh my god, she's already back in the title picture. It's like, yeah, she's Sasha Banks. Who do you want? Dana Brooke?
She's a 5-time champion. Five or six. She can walk into the title picture anytime she damn well pleases, especially against Becky Lynch.
You needed a challenger, and you needed a fall program, so Becky and Sasha throughout the fall is not a bad program whatsoever.
It's one we haven't seen in a long time.
Especially the iterations they're going to be playing. It's going to be Sasha as the heel, Becky as the man. Like, we haven't seen that in a long time. The last time they really had a feud was NXT stuff, and that wasn't really that big.
Mm-mm. No, that was when Becky was still kind of Sasha's underling, and Becky had to prove herself.
So they can play off that story a lot if they want to. Which is smart booking.
Yeah, it's very smart booking. I like the hell out of this. This was great.
So you had that go down on this show. The theme of this show tonight was a lot of wrestling.
Yeah, there was. There was a lot of wrestling.
Straight up, a lot of wrestling.
But they found Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode in his home in Toronto won a match. He beat, what, No Way Jose? Yeah.
Yes.
Way Jose.
He's back to the natural hair as well.
Mm-hmm. Drew McIntyre beat Cedric Alexander on this show. You had Andrade beat Rey Mysterio 2 straight falls in a 2-out-of-3 falls match, which was a little surprising.
Surprising, but good. Like, because you just had a 2-out-of-3 falls match this past weekend on TakeOver, and it was so prolific with the way that they did it. If you're going to do it again, you just need to basically have it be very, very decisive very quickly. Not that I don't feel like Rey and Andrade don't deserve a full program and get to do the whole shebang, but this one just needed to be quick.
Speaking of quick, Samoa Joe beat Sami Zayn really quick. Sami was backstage. He was talking stuff with the Street Profits because one of them was hungover from the SummerSlam party. It was Dawkins was. And then Sammy's just out there talking crap. And then what about Samoa Joe? Has Samoa Joe changed? And he just starts rambling about Samoa Joe, and Joe's behind him. And then he tore him a new one, shoved him down backstage, led to a match, came in the match, choked him out. Joe then ran down the crowd. So it's like, is Joe babyface? Nah, Joe's Joe.
Joe is Joe. Joe's just doing whatever the hell he wants.
Miz beat Ziggler.
Been a good match.
It was a solid little match. Ziggler claimed before the match he was medically cleared and, you know, and all that stuff. He took spears. Miz is a coward. Then Ziggler jumped Miz. It led to the match. Miz defeated him, made him tap out. Then he called him a coward again, and then he dropped him with the skull-crushing finale. It was what it was.
It was there. It was okay.
Elias figured out that people like to interrupt him, so he wasn't waiting for someone to interrupt him, and then he got interrupted anyhow. He lost to Ricochet. Which was fine, but it was a noteworthy night for Elias at the end.
Yes, he walked out the brand new 24/7 champion.
But before he could become 24/7 champion, the Revival, who were taking on Grand Metalik and Lince Dorado, they walked out as the first tag team to win the 24/7 championship. R-Truth would win it back a minute or two later, and then Elias backstage whacked Truth with a guitar and ended up with the title.
Yeah, that was a vicious shot. Like, an absolutely vicious shot. So, that was really well done. And I was sitting here when the Revival won. It's like, wait, did they just lay cool it?
Viking Raiders won a squash match on this show.
Points!
Paul Heyman came out, was backstage, and he talked about how he's upset that Brock Lesnar can't get a title shot, and he's very frustrated. He's very frustrated that his client can't get another title shot.
What happened to all the clout, Paul?
I mean, you know, things happen. Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross retained the tag team titles over the Kobaki Warriors. So that was an actually pretty good match.
I wouldn't mind like a full feud with those two or with those four and actually have a really solid match between the four, because this was a nice little teaser. They all work very well together, and I wouldn't mind seeing more of this, honestly. Like, I really like this.
Show opened with Seth Rollins. He's like, I didn't have it all, my everything, but you people, you brought the best out of me. You gave me that spark and allowed me to become the Universal Champion and be the Beast Slayer one more time. The OC came out. AJ Styles says, you don't have to worry about Brock Lesnar anymore, but you do have to worry about the man standing in front of you. He challenged Seth Rollins to a match tonight. Rollins would accept, and that was your main event. It was Seth Rollins, AJ Styles, one-on-one, solid match. It wasn't all great because they never went to that point to make it great. It was a solid matchup in the main event, which ended in disqualification. The club, the OC, Gallows and Anderson were thrown out, but came right back to beat down on Rollins, a 3-on-1 attack. Ricochet made the save, but he got the boot of doom. He got taken out. Then Braun Strowman comes out. He makes a save, took out Gallows and Anderson, and then he power slammed AJ Styles. Strowman's music played, and he looked back at Rollins, went after grabbed the belt, handed it to Seth Rollins, and was like, you know, man, the look is, I want title match. So is Braun Strowman the next challenger?
I mean, it's definitely feasible. I don't know if I'm for or against it. It seems a little bit of an odd choice, but it's not a bad choice. I mean, all things considered.
It's not a bad choice, but it just shows the lack of main eventers they're looking to push right now, because that main event scene is very lacking.
What's interesting is there was absolutely no Bray Wyatt on this show whatsoever.
No mention.
No mention of him either. It's like he made such an impact last night on SummerSlam. We're going to talk about him more on Thursday, but there was no sign of him, no word on him, no nothing. I mean, it was really surprising because that went over huge, and you would think that they would have had him on the show tonight, but apparently not.
That was my biggest surprise tonight. It was like there was no Bray Wyatt on the show, and it's like, I know, it's like, oh my god, no Bray Wyatt, but it's like, no Bray Wyatt. It's like, okay, maybe they're saving it for SmackDown. Maybe that's the idea for this week.
I mean, Finn was a SmackDown star, so it makes sense if they have him wait for SmackDown before he starts doing anything else. But just like I said, it's just very odd.
It was announced though on this show that starting next week, it's not one night only. It's a
King of the Ring tourney.
Yeah. Before we get to that, no, Bray is not going to be off TV for a while. He's just spent a year not being on TV. Anyway.
Yeah, no, he will be on TV based on the sheer amount of merch that they've put out for him in the last few days.
Yeah, he's going to be all over. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get a rematch tomorrow night, Bray and Finn.
Although Finn's supposedly going on vacation, so we'll see.
But yeah, the King Ring is next week. Starting next week, it'll featuring the following competitors: Elias, Miz, Kevin Owens, Chad Gable, Andrade, Shelton Benjamin, Buddy Murphy, Ricochet, Cedric Alexander, Drew McIntyre, Cesaro, Baron Corbin, Sami Zayn, Ali, Apollo Crews, and Samoa Joe.
There's a couple names in there I wouldn't mind seeing winning. I actually don't know.
Not King Corbin, Brent. Corner for that one.
Really?
Corner.
Really?
Corner.
Wow. How dare you, first of all. That was rude.
First comment he makes, King Corbin. Like, no, no.
King Kevin, King Owens. I wouldn't mind that.
King Ali. I mean, that
King Ali would be good.
He moves up from Baron to King. No, I have some bad news for you on that one.
No, Ali's higher ranking technically, because isn't he Prince Ali? So, you know, maybe.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I like the reference. Good job.
Thank you.
Ali can only be a prince, you know, the song. Yeah, but he could be a king. It could happen. Anyway.
Well, if you watch the new Aladdin, I mean, you know, he does kind of get an upgrade at the end. No spoilers, but just saying, you know, it's entirely possible.
Entirely possible. But I think that's it. I think we're done.
Think so, too.
they'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, 10:30, it'll drop. New episode of the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Episode 18, Episode 17 is now available. Thursday night, we are live at 10 p.m. Eastern, and you don't want to miss the star of the show.
Because I'm going to scream about Bray Wyatt for 20 minutes, so everybody tune in, because that's all we're talking about for the first part of the show, is Bray Wyatt and what happened with him at SummerSlam, because you know that's the only thing that matters to me. So, tune in Thursday night, The Rack, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Spoiler alert, we're opening with SummerSlam. Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Saturday night, midnight-ish. It's the revenge of the intern in the Greater Than Great Debate. What is it? You just have to wait and see. GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, CBRealLive.com, midnight-ish. Sunday night, if there's stuff for them to talk about, there'll be Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the... next Monday night we'll be back for the Raw Push Show, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. It's like, schedule. Yeah, we're good next week. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTLive, Amazon Prime account, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free. We're still here, even though a ninja left you.
Ninja's gone, but we're still here, so please sub to us. Bye.
Use creator code Rock and Talk in the Fortnite editor job.
I don't have a creator code, but you can follow me on most of the social medias, including Twitch, at Lensward, L-A-N-S-W-A-R-D.
Her creator code is Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop. Boom.
It's done. Not Rock and Sock. I do not have one, but if you want to use his to shut him up, because that's all he whores himself out for these days, please do.
This has been a Raw Post Show presented by YouTube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. Right back here for a Raw Post Show every Monday night. Long day hours of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.